right, it's a Tech Tuesday, but actually it's going to be a Tech Week all week because the Consumer Electronics Show opens, I believe, tomorrow, but we're getting a little preview right now. And on the line with us, the co-president of Apt Electronics in Glenview and apt.com. God, I cannot talk today. John Apt, how are you, John?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right, Consumer Electronics Show. Please, I'm done talking for the whole day. CES, I'm just saying that. That happens where, in Vegas?
It happens in Vegas. I've been going for over 36 years. I can't believe I'm even saying this.
Wow.
It used to be in Chicago. They used to hold it at McCormick Place back in the day. And my dad would take my brothers and I when I was not even in my teens. We'd go there and play video games. Remember that Atari that was back in the 80s?
Was that Pong and
the Atari 2600? Exactly. John, I was standing right next to you in those years. I was playing them too at the electronic show. And the anticipation of what games could be coming was phenomenal. Do you remember?
It was really crazy. I mean, they took up so much of the floor back then, and then that whole industry kind of faltered out, and then they completely disappeared from the show.
And John, tell everybody what was on the basement level there during the Consumer Electronics Show in those days.
On the basement level,
do you remember?
Meaning
what? Strippers? What do you get, man?
Even better.
I'm not really sure where you're going.
Was this in Chicago or Vegas?
The adult film world here when it was at McCormick Place. All the
were you the only one down there?
Oh no, it was very crowded.
And I do mean down there.
It was
very
crowded.
I wasn't old enough to even know. My father must have steered me clear at that point.
He was a wise man. My dad would wake us up early and say, "We're heading out there. We're going to the basement level.
We'll stop at the basement first and work our way up.
If there's time, we'll go upstairs and play video games."
All right, I am kind of a gadget girl. So what can we expect with this year's Consumer Electronics Show? There, I said it.
Well, first and foremost, television, it always seems to sort of steal the show there. You know, the technology keeps getting better and better. The prices keep coming down. This 4K,
what's in 4K now? Is there any programming? Is there very much programming, I guess I should say?
There's some. I mean, Netflix, if you've got a Netflix account, they stream in 4K, and so does Amazon Video. DirecTV has a bunch of stuff that they're doing now. I think they've got, I'm not sure how many channels it is, but you'll see more and more content, and I think that's going to be probably the talk of the show is, you know, it's the chicken and the egg scenario. You've got to come out with the product so they can play the content, and nobody's going to produce content if the user base isn't there. So I think 4K is pretty mainstream at this point, and even newer technologies they're introducing with better pictures. OLED, which super smashed this past year.
What is that again, the OLED?
It's another type of LED technology. It's just the picture, the picture's so much brighter, the blacks are darker. It really pops. I mean, we have it on display here, but you'll see a lot more of it this year. And even beyond television, they're putting it into computers and displays and other things like that.
John, did 3D come and go? Was that a fad that already sailed on us?
Well, 3D's around. It's still around. People don't really look for it. I mean, I went to the movies last night, and I made sure to avoid going to a 3D movie. I don't like putting on the glasses. But most of the TVs still have it. It's just not a feature set that they really promote because I don't think people are that interested in it.
That's too bad.
Your dad had the first one?
My dad had an early version of it, and then he got another one a couple years ago, and it was better than seeing it in a theater.
Really?
The 3D quality on a home TV was just devastating how beautiful it was.
Yeah, the tech's pretty good. And, you know, last year they showed 3D television without glasses, which concept is interesting, and it appeals to me because I don't want to put glasses on, but it needs a little time to sort of perfect it.
Yeah.
All right, now, do they also have appliances at the CES? I've never been there because all of our appliances are breaking at the same time. And someone has warned me, match the handles.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
Isn't that good advice? My niece told me that.
To go if you need some appliances.
Yes, I know.
But yes, appliance manufacturers do show up. LG, Samsung dedicate a good amount of space in their booths to smart appliances. Ovens you can turn on. We sell some of this stuff here too. Whirlpool's got a line of smart stuff. We've got a Samsung refrigerator that has a huge display on it. I'm sure you've seen those commercials where, you know, you can pop up your app and it shows you exactly what's in your fridge when you're at the grocery store to find out what you need.
Oh, I like that because I always forget. Oh, we needed eggs. Darn it.
Yeah, so there's definitely interesting things coming out, and you know there's a big movement towards connected home, what they're calling the Internet of Things, where sort of everything is connected in some way to the internet. You know, you've got I don't know if you've seen the Nest, the little remote, the thermostat that you
can raise and lower the temperature. Yes, it connects lights and home security and everything, doesn't it? You can turn your oven on.
You can do a lot of things. I don't know if I'd want to turn my oven on when I'm not home or turn my dishwasher on just in case I burnt something or something caught on fire. But they have actually safety measures to prevent those sorts of things. But, yeah, it seems like every device you got in your house will eventually be connected if it can be. What other products of vacuum cleaners? You've seen those iRobot, those things that sort of support.
Yeah.
Now they have them where there's an app for it as well, and you can guide the vacuum with your phone. I mean, it's pretty crazy. It is. It's really like the Jetsons back.
It's starting to be.
John, I know that exploding telephones were all the rage in 2016. What's new in exploding telephones?
And how, you mentioned Samsung. I know they had problems with their washing machines too, or dryers. So is that affecting them showing new product at the Consumer Electronics Show?
They probably have the biggest display of
really
any manufacturer.
Come back to Samsung.
Yeah, I mean they're still doing really well. I think there was definitely some concern over the phone. I mean I was joking with them the other day. I said you're getting a lot of ink out of this. I go every time I get on an airplane, they talk about your phones and how you can't have them. But I, you know, they feel like that problem's out of the way. The washing machine was just top loader, sort of the old style of washing machine. And you know, they seem to have addressed that as best they can. But you know, they make good products. They definitely ran into a few snafus this year.
John, I know it's not fair to ask you this because we only have a minute left, but it's something you can build on in days to come. But there's hints that we'll be seeing robots, quite a few robots, at the Consumer Electronics Show this year. Do you know anything about that?
I do. I do think several people. I mean, there's always been robots of some sort at CES, but I hear that with they're really rolling artificial intelligence into them in a better way. And I it'll be interesting to see what's out there. I don't get a ton of time to walk around. Unfortunately, I'm in and out of meetings with our vendors. But this year I am dedicating it my last day to trying to roam the floor and see some of the fun stuff.
Good.
And what's the big thing that has wowed you so far? We're going to probably ask you that every day since we're going to talk to you all week.
You are actually not going to talk to me. You're going to be talking to some of my colleagues over at Apt. I haven't been out there. I'm actually still in Chicago. I fly out in the morning. The show technically doesn't start until Thursday, but we're going to get in there. We'll get into Sony's booth tomorrow night, and we'll have a sneak preview of a bunch of other booths the following day. So you guys should be the first to know about a bunch of stuff. And
cool.
So it should be an interesting week.
All right, his name is John Apt. He's co-president of Apt Electronics in Glenview, and you can go to Apt Electronics in Glenview if you want to look around. Also, apt.com. And this is the Consumer Electronics Show preview. We're going to talk to someone other than John for the rest of the week.
John's had enough of us.
He's a really nice guy. He does a lot of our videos online, and he's going to be blogging from the event.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, cool. I think we may have talked to him last year. He did a great job.
All right, great.
All right, John, well, nice to talk to you, and I'm going to go look to match my handles.
Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely.
Thanks, John. Have fun out there. All right, a quick break and then some news. It's Bill and Woody on WGN.